You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now, Devontae Phillips, 30, and Terry Brown, 34, shoot at each other in a crowded Nevada bar. One person is killed, dozens injured. Crime Online's John Limley.
Nancy, Phillips makes the first shot, claiming Brown threatened him. But Brown claims Phillips made domestic abuse allegations against him before shooting him. Phillips purchased the 9mm he used the night of the shooting because of an escalating conflict with Brown over several months. Phillips claims Brown threatened him, approaching him in the bar and saying, quote, "Caught ya, you're dead." Bystander Markeisha Wiley died from a shot that came from Brown, who is charged but has not yet been tried for her murder.
Both men are charged. Phillips now convicted on 8 counts attempted murder, Brown awaiting trial for second-degree murder, and 11 counts of attempted murder. Desmond K. Kahuna mows down Christelle Tolulu as she crosses a street next to a Hawaii shopping center. K. Kahuna gets out of the car with a tire iron, starts swinging at Tolulu, and bystanders jump in to help.
Bystander Zachariah Jones tries to give aid to Tolulu, but K. Kahuna starts hitting him with a tire iron when he gets close to Tolulu. One witness says K. Kahuna wouldn't let anyone near them and went back and forth to hit both of the victims. They are now recovering in the hospital.
Police finally get K. Kahuna to drop the iron, then arrest him on attempted murder and assault. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
The 43-year-old gunman who killed 3 students and wounded 5 others at Michigan State University had no apparent connection to the campus. This, according to police, as they continue to search for a motive for the shootings that terrified the community for hours. Investigators are still sorting out why Anthony McRae fired inside an academic building and the student union just before 8:30 p.m. on Monday. An hours-long lockdown at the campus in East Lansing ended when he killed himself miles away while being confronted by police. The dead and injured in the gunfire at Berkeley Hall and the MSU Union, a popular place to eat and study, were all Michigan State students. 5 remained in critical condition at Sparrow Hospital. Meanwhile, a school district in Ewing Township, New Jersey, closed for the day after investigators said that McRae, who lived in the area years ago, had a note in his pocket indicating a threat to schools there. But it was determined there was no credible threat. The Michigan shooting happened the day before the 5th anniversary of the Parkland, Florida school shooting that killed 17 and is the latest in what has become a deadly new year in the United States. A white supremacist who killed 10 black people at a Buffalo supermarket has been sentenced to life in prison without parole after relatives of the victims confronted him with pain and rage caused by his racist attack. Anger briefly turned physical at Peyton Gendron's sentencing when a white man in the audience rushed at him. The man was quickly restrained. Prosecutors later said he wouldn't be charged. The proceeding then resumed with more emotional outpouring from people who lost loved ones or were themselves wounded in the attack. Gendron, whose hatred was fueled by racist conspiracy theories he encountered online, cried during some of the testimony and apologized to victims and their families in a brief statement. Gendron pleaded guilty in November to crimes including murder and domestic terrorism motivated by hate, a charge that carried an automatic life sentence. A Missouri judge has overturned the conviction of a man who has served nearly 28 years of a life sentence for a killing that he has always said he didn't commit. 50-year-old Lamar Johnson closed his eyes and shook his head slightly as a member of his legal team patted him on the back when Circuit Judge David Mason issued his ruling. In coming to his decision, Mason explained that there had to be, quote, reliable evidence of actual innocence, evidence so reliable that it actually passes the standard of clearing and convincing. Johnson walked free after he was processed out of the courthouse. Beaming, he walked up to reporters in the courthouse lobby about 2 hours after the ruling and thanked everyone who worked on his case, as well as the judge. St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner filed a motion in August seeking Johnson's release after an investigation her office conducted with help from the Innocence Project convinced her he was telling the truth. A Missouri man accused of keeping a woman hidden in his basement while repeatedly sexually assaulting her has been indicted by a grand jury on 9 new charges. Timothy Hazlett was indicted on 1 count of rape, 4 counts of sodomy, 2 counts of second-degree assault, and 1 count each of kidnapping and endangering the welfare of a child. 40-year-old Hazlett is being held in the Clay County Detention Center on $3 million bond. If found guilty, he faces up to 5 life sentences and another 36 years in prison.
Darius Barnwell shows up to his second training day as a Hillsborough County Sheriff's cadet and is met with handcuffs. At his previous job at a cash handling business, Barnwell steals money from ATM deliveries and forces the machines to balance to avoid detection. Barnwell, 25, now dismissed from the sheriff's office and arrested on grand theft. Talk about a revolving door. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.